Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Until the last 4 or 5 months, I was out of the dating game for like 13 years because I was in relationships. But things have changed, and there are a few things I've noticed I want to run by you.
Okay.
Do you have to ask someone if you're going to kiss them these days?
Oh, I don't know. I've been kissing the same person for the last couple decades.
Okay, this has happened to me a few times. Back when I dated when I was much younger, you assess the situation, the mood, and you weigh the pros and cons, and then you go for it. Then you kiss them. And if I went to kiss them, I'd always be like 98% sure they're going to kiss me back.
Right.
I don't want to leave anything to chance.
Right.
A couple of people have said, when I've gone in to kiss them, since I've been dating, you didn't ask to kiss me. You didn't ask to kiss me.
Oh, like you need consent to kiss.
It's like consent these days, and it's almost like embarrassing and humiliating, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but is this...
Wait, did they say that because they didn't want you to kiss them?
I got lucky that they kissed back, but after we stopped, they said that was unusual.
Okay. Just because I'm nosy, like, how many people are we talking about?
Half the IE.
Okay. No. Sounds about right.
But the majority of people say it sounds about right. Whatever. But is that a thing now? Is that where we've got to?
You're asking the wrong person. I have no idea. But, like, I don't know. I'm going to sound ancient. Hold on. Let me grab my cane. Back in my day. No. I feel like if you ask, it ruins the moment. Like, you made it a business agreement and now not a thing of passion.
Right. It's a business agreement. There's something poetic and Shakespearean about, you know, going in for the moment. And it makes you feel good. And that's sort of taken away.
And maybe I just watched too many romance movies. Like, I think, like, most people know. Like, you have that connection. There's that feeling. And if you don't know, then you're probably one of those people who do needs to ask, like, hey, can I kiss you?
I'm not saying go up to someone and just put your tongue down their throat.
Yeah, no, that is frowned upon.
But times have changed. And I want to know, is this the modern-day dating world we live in? Is this a thing now?
Okay. Weigh in. Let us both know, because we have no idea. 888-431-3764. Do you have to ask before you kiss someone? Mm. And I would normally go by the feeling, but I guess kissing consent is really a thing, Guy, you found out since you've started dating and kissing a few women. They brought up after the kiss that you didn't ask them if you could.
Yeah, and I hadn't dated for 13 years until the last 4 or 5 months. So is this now a new thing? Because I used to wait and judge the moment, wait till I'm sure, wait till the mood is right, and then just naturally go in for the kiss. Apparently you don't do that these days.
Nope. Joanna and Colton, what do you think? Do you have to ask before you kiss someone?
Definitely.
It doesn't take away from the romance of the kiss, like if you're both feeling it?
No, because then you really... some people give off like different type of like vibes. He might think he wants you to kiss him, but he might not.
Are you single?
No, I've been married for gonna be 25 years.
Why, Guy, do you want to kiss Joanna? Are you feeling the vibes right now?
She sounds cute, but she's clearly been in a relationship for 25 years.
Yeah. When I first met my husband, I didn't let him kiss me.
Did he ask before he kissed you? Do you remember?
I think he did. And I was like, no.
Man, and he stuck around. I feel like that would be so ego-shattering for a dude. Can I kiss you? No. Nope.
What about you, Kelly? We'll put you on the spot. Do you remember the first time Art kissed you and what happened?
I don't. I was drunk. I have no idea.
That's a great response.
I'm going to just go with no, he didn't. He probably did not. 562, Deneen texts in, says, you can tell if the mood is right to kiss. Don't ask me first. I want to feel passion, not distraction.
Yeah, it's a,
I like it.
A movie scene. 909 also says, I'm single and dating. If a guy asked if he could kiss me, it'd be an automatic no. Just go for it. Don't make it weird. Well said. Preach.
Yeah, I do feel like at that point it's weird. Like, you know if the vibe is there, like you know the eyes starting to move closer to each other.
And you just work it out, too, if you go in automatically. If you say, I'm going to kiss, it's like, all right, tongue, no tongue, quick, no quick. You start assessing the situation that makes it more awkward. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's like, okay, now that we established we are kissing, like now let's go to like B of this contract of our kiss. Like, what kind of kiss is it going to be? Do you have to ask before you kiss somebody on a date? Give us a call or text us at 888-431-3764.
But it's happened to me a couple of times. I've gone in, kissed them, and they've kissed back. But then they've said, you actually didn't ask me. You usually have to ask me. Is that modern-day dating society? Because I don't like it.
I don't know. I guess kissing consent might be a thing if you're dating. It's been a while since I've kissed somebody other than Art, so I don't really have an opinion on this. But Bubba from the 323 text in says, Guy, you don't have to ask me if you want to kiss.
Let's do it, Bubba. 909 says, you should absolutely not have to ask to kiss. Sorry. Absolutely says no. If you ask, I'm going to say no. Read the room, feel the vibes, and just do it. If I pull back, you know I'm not feeling it.
That's right? What I feel like. I feel like you know, because you're in that moment when it's going to happen, that like, you know if they want to kiss you or not.
And I have been rejected before. I'm usually like 98% sure, but I remember I had one girl like probably 15 years ago I went to kiss, and then she said, I want to kiss you, sorry, after pulling back, but I just broke up with a boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. You know that stuff.
Yeah. Awkward. Jana and Corona, should you have to ask to kiss someone on a date?
Absolutely not. It gives me the ick.
Yes. That's it. Yes.
Go for it, right?
Yes. It ruins the moment.
You've actually restored my faith in humanity, because I thought this was a thing, because it's happened to me multiple times and I was getting upset about it.
You're dating the wrong girl.
Oh. Yeah, maybe that's what the problem is right there. Or maybe it's just the fact that I've watched too many, like, romance movies and read too many romance novels. Like, I just expect it to be like, you know,
this magic moment.
Yes.
Like, you know, the music starts playing.
So swaying.
Staring in each other's eyes.
Just gazing, stargazing.
And then both you lean in. Can I kiss you? No!
No!
That's weird! You ruined the moment!
You just summed that up beautifully.
562 does say, if you have to ask permission, you probably shouldn't be kissing them in the first place.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.